when's the best time for you to write? Let's say in a perfect world, you had nothing to do all day. When would be your most productive time? I remember in grad school, my most productive time was between 4 PM and 9 PM at night. For whatever reason, that's when I felt most alive, if you will, most engaged, and I could get a lot of work done in between those hours. But it wasn't always possible to work on my writing or to, you know, study or whatever between those hours either. So I always tried to set, you know, at least 2 days a week aside where I would have those ideal hours to work. And maybe for you it's only one, right? But if you know your most ideal working time, try to set 1 or 2 days a week during that time aside so that you can accomplish what you need to accomplish.
I would, along those lines, I would actually suggest 20 minutes. We all have 20 minutes, right? I mean, I would suggest, again, whatever time that is. For me, morning tends to work better because I have kids to go to school on and I have my work obligations as well. So sometimes waking up an hour earlier than I normally would allows me to have that time. For me, I end up being exhausted at the end of the day, particularly if I'm teaching and working on scholarship. My mind is exhausted. So if I were to start, I might have the time, but it's not always most productive for me. But like you said, you have to figure out, you know, what are your own rhythms? When are you most productive? And when are you most willing to actually do the work that you've called yourself to do? So I would say even 20 minutes a day, and not 7 days a week either. You know, give yourself a little break too. 5 days a week, maybe, you know, have it as a work week, and 20 minutes every morning, you prioritize your writing, because that's the, you have to prioritize your writing. And remember, this is short term, right? This isn't for the rest of your life. You're finishing a project. So that means that even if it's a little tough on you now, well, you're getting it finished, right? You're accomplishing this task, and then look at all the time you're going to have afterwards on the other side. But yeah, I would recommend doing that. Sometimes it's pages that, you know, words, pages. For me, like, I think 20 minutes at least, we can walk that off and see where it goes from there. And in a similar way, maybe you touched on this briefly already, but talking about positive reinforcement, avoid the negative. Avoid the, oh, I'm so bad, I didn't write my 3 pages. So that's never helpful. You know, frame goals that you can accomplish. And don't try to, you know, okay, I've got 2 extra hours today. Well, if you have a good pattern, you're getting work done, you might exhaust yourself. If you work those 2 extra hours today, tomorrow maybe nothing happens. I believe in an equilibrium if you can manage that.